Good evening, and welcome to our evening prayer service on this Sunday, May 31st, Pentecost Sunday, and it is a blessed day that we gather on. You can see that I'm in a different space in the office from where we do our worship services. Don't know that this is going to be a regular thing, but I welcome you as we gather to create a holy space together. If you are able, I encourage you to grab a candle to help complete the space wherever you are. If you don't have one, let us gather around this light together. As we light this candle, we are reminded of Christ, a light that no darkness can overcome. We are also reminded of those flames that came upon Christ's followers on the day of Pentecost. And we pray for that same fire to fill us with passion as we strive to be kingdom builders in this world. May this light be our guide. I invite you now to join me responsively in a reading from Psalm 104. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. As we reflect on these holy words from the psalm, we are reminded of just how important the Spirit is to our lives. That holy breath gives us life. It gives us strength. It guides us through our lives. As we listen to some music, let us reflect on the ways that the Holy Spirit has led us to this place, and maybe to where the Holy Spirit will be leading us next. I invite you now to open yourselves to God as we come in prayer, as we confess our brokenness, our sin, those times where we have failed to be servants in this world. Let us pray together. As the night closes in, we admit that sometimes we crave the darkness. We think that it hides the parts of us that we don't want others to see, that we don't want you to see. But you, O God, know us inside and out, and no darkness can hide us from your searching gaze. Remind us that you search for us not to punish, but to cherish, that your love embraces us even when we don't love ourselves. Forgive us for seeking the darkness when your light waits in us to shine. Guide us, we pray, to the path that you have placed at our feet. We ask this and all things in the strong name of Christ. Amen. The assurance of God's love is this: even when we wrap ourselves in darkness, God breaks into our lives with light, not to show us our brokenness and our sin, but to show us that we are loved. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. We turn now to Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into the one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. As we listened to the words of Paul to the Corinthians, it's really hard for us not to reflect on what's going on in our world. There is so much hate, so much prejudice, so much injustice. It can feel daunting. We can feel small against an impossible task to bring healing, to bring hope, to bring justice to a world much in need. As we take some time to reflect on the words of Paul, let us remember that no one person is tasked with fixing the world by themselves. To each is given a gift by the Spirit, and it is when we bring these gifts together, when we work together by the Spirit, in the name of God, that we can bring healing to this world. Let us come before God this night in prayer. Let us open our hearts and lift up to God all that weighs us down, but let us also lift our thanksgivings for the many blessings that we find in this world. Hear, O God, the prayers of your people. As we come to you in prayer this night, O God, we can feel your loving presence. It enfolds us. Your Holy Spirit moves in and through our lives, and your light shines on us, even in the darkest of times. You are everywhere. You are in everything. Creation is saturated with your presence. We are draped in your presence. We feel you in the morning, when the light of day touches our face, warming us. But we also feel you keenly when night closes in. We know that in those moments, those darkest of moments, that you are there with us, walking with us, moving through us. We give thanks, O God, for your holy companionship. You make the mundane holy. You make each moment holy. Hear our prayers of thanks for that holy presence in our lives every day. Even as we give thanks for your presence, we are reminded of the many things in our lives for which we are thankful. We're thankful for the people who have come into our lives, even the ones with whom we have just crossed paths. We have been changed by these encounters, holy encounters with our kindred in this world. We have found greater wholeness in the strengthening of our relationships with one another and with you. We also give thanks for the night. The night gives us time to rest, to reflect, and to renew ourselves for service. The night also allows us to look back on the day that was, to seek forgiveness for those times where we have failed in your service, but also to look forward on the day to come, the new creation that you invite us to be partners in. There are so many things in our lives for which we are thankful, and so in the silence of this moment, we offer thanks and praise for all of them. Prayers of thanks are not all that are on our hearts, O God. We are burdened by worries, concerns, sorrow, grief, anger. Our world is so broken, and we can feel so small when standing next to the work that must be done. And so we pray for all who struggle with prejudice, racism, hate. Even as we pray for them, we pray that you send your Spirit to move in us, that we might be partners in healing, activists for change in this world. We pray that you give us the strength that we need to support one another, especially when the boot of oppression stands on the backs of our neighbors. We pray that you give us the courage that we need to stand up to hate, to injustice, to cruelty in this world, that we might be living examples of what your love can look like when it moves in and through our lives. For all those things that weigh on us this day, O God, we pray. For all the brokenness and sin in this world, we pray. For the coming of your kingdom, we pray. As we continue to make our way through this pandemic, we pray that you give us patience. We will not get through this if we rush. Indeed, we will only endanger ourselves and our neighbors in our endeavor to get back to whatever normal looks like. Fill us with hope for the days to come. Even though we know that this virus will persist for some time, and we will have to continue doing things in a way that ensures safety of those most vulnerable among us. We pray for ourselves in this time, and you know what we need. The prayers, the secret prayers that live in our hearts, that long to find voice but cannot find word, we offer them to you in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people, O God. Prayers spoken and unspoken, prayers of concern and thanksgiving, that we lift to you, bound together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you did light a candle in the space that you have made holy, I invite you to blow it out and offer with me this prayer for guidance. We go into the darkness of this night. Send your light before us. Guide us from fear to hope, from dusk to dawn, from life to death and beyond. Be our companion, our strength, our courage as we journey into the unknown of this night, of this life that you have gifted us. We ask this and all things in the strong name of Christ. Amen. Now go. Go filled with the Spirit to be servants in this world, to bring healing and hope, to be a catalyst for change. Most of all, bring the love of God wherever you go, to whomever you meet. Amen.